This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and just a little bit of political comment. Strap in. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is Nick Rees. Nick is the Deputy Lord Mayor of Melbourne. Now, if you've seen Nick on Sky After Dark, I want you to forget that. As this is Saturday Magazine, progressive current affairs, not a cave for right-wing nut jobs, which Nick isn't. Paul is on panel, Dave Allen is producing, James is on reception, Gordon's ready to do our podcast. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Macca. Thanks for that mostly warm introduction. It's an absolute honour to be sitting here beside you in the Joy FM studios. I'm as excited.
Hang on. It's Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 FM Studios.
That's it.
I'm as excited as a puppy with two tails to be beside the legendary Macca, wrapping up the week's news. There's so much to get through this morning. And, yes, I do Sky News After Dark. I am the resident progressive voice.
Well,
on
you know,
that
I don't know if you probably thought something was different. I actually shaved my beard off last night so that you didn't mistake me for Paul Murray.
Look, can I tell you that when the...
I'm a bit thinner than him, though.
Look, can I tell you that when the studio cameras are off, Paul is great company.
I've actually sat next to him on a plane, and yes, he is. Paul is an interesting group of people.
And look, in life, when you're, you know, putting the case for progress, for the advancement of humankind, you go wherever there are souls to be saved. And there are souls to be saved there on Sky News. And so I do enjoy putting the case, and I'm always delighted when people come up to me in the street and say, you know, I saw you on Sky the other night, and you made a good point. So there you go. There's people out there that are ready to be persuaded.
You know, I've actually got here a little 10-second clip, which I'm just going to play on my laptop. This is former Minister for Home Affairs, Karen Andrews, and she was actually talking on Sky News. So just have a listen to this.
And quite frankly, the Labor government has had 9 years in opposition to prepare for the day that it would be in government. So there's no excuse.
Quite frankly, they've had 9 years in opposition to prepare. Karen, you had 9 years in government to do some shit, right? Like, come on.
What do you reckon?
This is surreal, isn't it? I mean, this is political absurdity in the extreme. It's Labor's fault we have an energy crisis, according to Karen Andrews, because 9 years in opposition and they did nothing to fix it. It's absurd.
And we've seen during the week, or actually last week, there were the rumours that Josh Frydenberg was potentially in the frame to be CEO of the AFL. Now, there was also a report that he'd actually, you know, that a journalist had been told that by him. I think it's really interesting, you know, all these people that lost the election, they're now reinventing history, aren't they? But CEO of the AFL, come on.
Look, there's a lot of egos in AFL and there's a lot of egos in politics, so he's probably got plenty of experience in that regard, but you would have thought that somebody like a Brendan Gale, who's been the CEO of the Richmond Football Club, got years and years of experience in the code, would be a better place. But look, Josh Frydenberg, you know, notwithstanding the fact I have a different views around many political issues to him, he's a very talented guy, and I hope whatever he does next, you know, he can continue to make a great contribution to Australia.
Oh, hang on, I'm just drowning in generosity here. we have a big show today. Shortly, we're going to be speaking with Zoe Daniels. Zoe is the new member for the seat of Goldstein. And apart from 27 years on the ABC, she is uniquely prepared for this. As a journalist for all that time, and a lot of it as a foreign journalist and foreign correspondent, she was up close to politics at the sharp end. You know, dictators, Democrats, you know, seeing political manoeuvrings. So she's got a unique insight into how politics works. So we're going to speak with her. Then the Minister Omnibus, otherwise known as Martin Foley, Minister for Health, Minister for Ambulance Services, Minister for Equality. He's going to talk to us about the Equal Opportunity in brackets Religious Exceptions Amendment Act 2021, which actually ensures that people, queer folk, young and old, are not discriminated against in employment and in schools. This has been a long time coming. I'm sure a lot of members of the previous federal government, you know, will be turning in their electoral graves over this. But reality is, it was an election promise. I know that's an interesting concept to some people, that you should honour one. But we were speaking to Martin about that. Then we've got, this is going to be a really fun segment, Nick. Jill Sears, who's the Manager of Diversity and Inclusion at Melbourne Water. There's an LGBTQIA+ tree planting day. What do you reckon? Do you have a vision of what happens there?
I assume it's a lot of tree planting amongst the people with the community of interest, and it'll be plenty of fun, and maybe people can get along and do some good for the environment and make some new friends while they're at it.
They can... Look, there's a lot of lines there, and I'm just going to leave them. After 11 o'clock, Professor Sharon Lewin from the Doherty Institute is going to talk to us about LGBTQIA+ epidemiology in the face of monkeypox.
That is going to be fascinating.
Now, you're a bit of a Sharon fan, aren't you?
Look, Sharon Lewin is the head of the Doherty Institute. She's also one of Australia's leading epidemiologists, and... She did a lot of work in the US for many years around HIV,
yes.
And for those who've been following the monkeypox debate, there's some interesting parallels there which we will explore.
Yes, and just to jump forward a bit, Simon Ruth, the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health, he will be joining us in the last segment to also talk about monkeypox. And, of course, Thorn Harbour is at the front line with the Centre Clinic and a whole lot of programs they run for our community. James Wellsby, he's going to join us to talk about Iconic, a wild queer pop cabaret spectacular. And that'll be pretty good. Then Danny Fadul from the Human Rights Law Centre, should there be a federal human rights charter? So there we go.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.